This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
That's The Open there by our executive producer, Marcos Gonzalez. Hawk and Crowder were, I guess Crowder was praising it, bro.
I mean, I'm grateful. I'm definitely grateful that they still appreciate it.
Yeah.
I'm trying not to kill people, though, so now I just kind of do the instrumental at the end, you know.
Nah, man, it's good. That's Marcos Gonzalez. He's the executive producer, clearly humble. A humble guy, clearly, of the Miami Heat broadcast. And he also, he jumped in the stew a little early to control the Solana sizzle. I'm Alejandro Solana. Have a good show planned for you, so. Just to catch you up to speed, if this is the first time you tune in, from when the Heat play at 7:30 p.m., typically their home games, like tonight, Heat, Jazz tonight, typically their home games are at 7:30 p.m. Today, though, the Heat play at 8. So when the Heat play at 8, you get me, the Sizzle with Solana, from 6 to 6:40, and Marcos Gonzalez always tags along. I appreciate everybody that's tuned in here to 790 The Ticket. Have a good show planned for you. I'm really excited for this. Coming up in the next segment, so in about 20 minutes at around 625, an old friend of mine, Ruben Palacios, he's going to join the show. And the reason why Ruben's going to join the show, he's basically the authority on NBA, like the sneaker universe in the NBA, which is obviously very popular, especially with young people like myself. I'm 26 years old, and we all love sneakers. I think most people love sneakers, but especially young people. And NBA players now especially love sneakers. And today it was a pretty cool story. Bam Adebayo, it was announced by Jordan, signed a sneaker deal, shoe deal, with Jordan Brand. And first and foremost, congrats to Bam Adebayo. That's got to be like one of those come-to moments, right? You're in the NBA. And you sign not just a sneaker deal, but you sign to Jordan Brand. And, bro, it's Michael Jordan. And everybody around our age grew up idolizing not only Michael Jordan, but the Jordan shoes. And that's got to be an awesome moment for Bam Adebayo. So congrats to him. But I want to talk more about what that means for Bam and potentially a signature shoe. I play 2K, so you know, like in 2K, it takes me 2 weeks to get the signature shoe. I just got to drop like 50 points. I want to find out more about Bam Adebayo, what it means that now he's a Jordan Brand athlete. I remember Dwayne Wade was a Jordan Brand athlete, and then he left Jordan Brand to join Li Ning. So we'll talk sneakers, NBA sneakers, and Bam Adebayo with Ruben Palacios in about 20 minutes. I'm really excited. I went to FIU with Ruben. Now he writes for CBSSports.com, so I'm really looking forward to that. But first, speaking of Bam Adebayo, who is questionable tonight, the Miami Heat were disrespected again today. I was on Wednesday, and I ranted about the Eastern Conference All-Star Reserve Team being announced, I believe, that day. And the Miami Heat, the Eastern Conference, defending Eastern Conference champions, were not represented. And I ranted about it, and I called it disrespectful. And today, once more, the Miami Heat were disrespected. Because Adrian Wojnarowski of ESPN, he tweeted about 4 hours ago that Kevin Durant was going to sit out through the All-Star break. Kevin Durant coming back from that Achilles tear. He's been dealing with some injuries, some COVID stuff as well. So he's missed time this year. I think he's only played like 18, 19 games this season. And that means an open spot, right? A spot is opened up for somebody in the Eastern Conference to take his spot. KD, an all-star, a starter, not playing in the all-star game. Somebody's got to fill a spot. Immediately, I thought, okay, Bam Adebayo, Jimmy Butler, both deserving candidates, both all-stars last year, both the driving force to the Miami Heat, getting to the NBA Finals last season, arguably two of the best players in the NBA bubble last year. And a couple minutes later, Waj tweets out, Domantas Sabonis. Domantas Sabonis is expected to replace Kevin Durant on the Eastern Conference All-Star team. And I want to preface everything I'm about to say with Sabonis is having a really good year, probably having a better year than Bam and Jimmy. So he deserves to be on the team. Sabonis should have been put on this team and not have to be a replacement. Same goes for Bam and Jimmy. But guys like Zach LaVine has a negative net rating when he's on the court. That means his team performs better when he's off the court. The Bulls perform better with the supposed all-star Zach LaVine on that trash Bulls team, which you know is not making the playoffs. And even if they make the play-in game, they'll probably lose it. And even if they win the damn play-in game, they're not winning a playoff series. Everybody knows that. The Bulls are trash. Yeah, give me the clown horns. Zach LaVine, a nice player. Zach LaVine's not an all-star. And Nikola Vucevic, I sound like Kendrick Perkins there for a second. I mean, get the hell out of here with Vucevic, okay? The Magic suck. And people on ESPN don't even know how to say his name. And then, of course, the Boston Celtics, which is pretty much what I ranted about the other day, get two all-stars. Jason Tatum, who is an all-star. Jaylen Brown, you could make the argument, is an all-star caliber player. But the Boston Celtics are the most underperforming team in the NBA this season. I don't want to get back into that because I ranted about it on Wednesday. And, like, the Celtics don't deserve two all-stars this season. They don't. They're under 500. I get the Heat are as well. But Jimmy Butler, your best player, missed 10 games. Goran Dragic has missed 9 games. The Celtics, for the most part, other than a Kemba Walker who's been in and out of lineups because of injury, have their core intact. They have these two guys, Jason Tatum, Jaylen Brown. They're two all-stars playing every game this season. So, the NBA, once again, the assistant coaches, the coaching staffs all across the NBA disrespecting the Miami Heat. And I do this a lot, and I think we all do, right, down here in South Florida with the Miami Hurricanes. There's a Miami bias, an anti-Miami bias. We see it with the NCAA. We see it with the Miami Hurricanes often. And I don't want to be the guy from Miami who's calling out sports leagues and commissioners or what have you about an anti-Miami bias. I don't want to be that guy. I don't want to be the guy yelling, come on, bro, show Miami some respect. But how can I not be that guy when Bam Adebayo and Jimmy Butler were in the NBA Finals last year? Bam Adebayo had to carry this Heat team, albeit didn't do the best job carrying them to wins, but he's missing Jimmy Butler and Goran Dragic, the other two best players on this team for an extended period of time, and he did a really good job at it as well. Bam Adebayo deserves to be in the All-Star game. He does. Whether you're a Miami Heat fan or not, Bam Adebayo deserves to be there. I get it. Jimmy Butler missed too many games. But still, the way Jimmy's played since coming back truly is ridiculous. And I have a jersey update for everybody as well. On Wednesday, I was talking about the leaked jerseys that everybody was upset about on Twitter. I have some sound from you for everybody right now. So Wednesday, if you weren't listening, on Twitter, these leaked earned edition jerseys were released for the Miami Heat. They looked yellow. Mustard yellow is what everybody was calling them. Heat fans really upset about all this. Like, Heat Twitter, not happy about these jerseys. And if you haven't seen them, I tweeted them at Alex M. Solana on Wednesday. Just scroll down. I don't tweet too much, so you'll be able to find it easily. But there's a new line of jerseys coming out. When the second half schedule was released, you saw the yellow on the schedule indicating that the Heat are going to wear earned edition jerseys. The leak photo goes viral on Heat Twitter, and it's a yellow jersey. It looks like the Heat home jersey, just replaced the white with a mustard yellow. And today, Miami Heat Executive Vice President and Chief Marketing Officer Michael McCullough, he's basically the mastermind behind most of the Miami Heat's marketing campaign. So the Vice jerseys that we all loved, the white hot playoff themes with the Shaq, D-Wade finals era teams and the LeBron era teams, and basically all the marketing campaigns we loved as Heat fans, he was the mastermind behind it. He joined Hawk and Crowder today to kind of clear up the jersey color that everybody's upset about.
So I'll give you some background. So the earned edition, what that's all about is, you know, every year a team makes the playoffs. Nike came up with an idea to that you have earned the right to have another uniform in the following season. So last year, obviously, we went all the way to the finals. We earned a new uniform, and that earned edition is supposed to be something that is, you know, taking one of your core colors and playing with it. And so I'll give you guys some interesting information. You know, we're going to have a campaign for that uniform that will start right around March 11th, and that is not mustard yellow. I will tell you the name of that uniform. That is Trophy Gold. Again, what you see kind of in that you know, bootleg picture isn't quite what it really looks like, but it's Trophy Gold.
So Trophy Gold, not mustard yellow. It looks mustard.
It says mustard. Bootleg picture.
Yeah. I mean, the Heat can't be happy about that, right? About the pictures being leaked. But it is what it is. I remember with the Vice jerseys, the blue ones last year, they were filming, I believe it was like Bam and UD out on a court in Miami. And obviously there's bystanders and they're zooming in on UD wearing the powder blue Vice jersey. Like, leaks are going to happen. It's impossible for things like this to not get leaked over social media. Somebody wants the Twitter clout. You know that. Somebody wants the social media clout. But I'm not upset about the jerseys. Do I like them? I probably wouldn't buy one, but I'm not upset about it. I don't mind when the Heat experiment with things. That's why I like the Miami Heat. That's why I like Michael McCullough. I like the fact that the Heat are willing to experiment with things. And hey, everything can't be perfect. Every time the Heat do a marketing campaign, for the most part, they've hit. Sometimes they don't hit, and it's okay. And look, they still have to, as McCullough just said there, right? They still have a campaign they're going to release. I'm sure it won't be as bad as everybody thinks. I'm sure. And, you know, we all like to overreact to things on social media. Somebody says on the text line, 786-360-0790, biased take on Bam Adebayo. Get out of here. Don't text the show again. If you don't think Bam Adebayo deserves to be an all-star, then you're not an NBA fan. You're not a Miami Heat fan. I don't know what you're watching, because Bam Adebayo deserves to be in the all-star game. Really quickly, I want to get to some headlines. The Florida Panthers yesterday, 3-2 win over the Stars. Big win for the Florida Panthers. That was probably the most exciting Florida Panthers game I think I've ever watched. And I know they've been in the playoffs before, and like, they've played in exciting games. I'm 26 years old. I don't remember the Florida Panthers in the Stanley Cup playoffs. It was the year literally I was born. But that was, for me, like, the third period itself was the most, and the last 10 minutes of it, for that matter, the most exciting game of hockey I can remember watching since, like, the 2014 Winter Olympics, when the USA lost the gold medal match to Canada because Sidney Crosby scored a goal in overtime. And the Heat, they play tonight, 8 p.m. I just told you Bam Adebayo and Tyler Herro are questionable. I was scrolling through, like, Ira Winterman's Twitter account to make sure that I haven't missed an update on it. And, there you go. Ira tweeted 3 minutes ago, Bam Adebayo on the court going through his pregame warm-up routine. Adebayo warming up, but status is still undecided. Tyler Herro is out again. So thank you to Ira Winterman, who I'm hoping will grant me a rematch in tennis after he kicked my ass like 3 years ago. I need that rematch, man. I saw Joe Rose today. For anybody keeping up with my tennis endeavors, I saw Joe Rose today. He told me he won't play me until I play Ira. And he won't play me unless I beat Ira Winterman. Says, I suck too much, you won't play me. So I need the rematch against Ira Winterman before.
Is he like the final tennis boss?
He kicked my ass pretty well, man. Six love. And I was defeated. Like, Hawk and Crowder like to mess with me about it, but they know, like, deep down, that one hurt. Because I got out there thinking I'm hot bleep, I'm going to beat up on the old man in tennis. And
have you played tennis?
It was bad.
Prior to that?
I used to play.
That's a rough sport.
And then I didn't play for a very long time, and I thought after playing for a couple months, pick up a racket. Oh, you know, I used to play tennis. I'd go out there and beat up on an old man, and it's not the way it went. I wanted to play the February bit, but I just don't think we're gonna have time, Marcos. I don't want to cut into Ruben Palacios' time, who's gonna join us next.
A big interview.
There is some more headlines though that I'm excited about. So the Miami Hurricanes baseball team, they're legit. They beat UF 2 out of 3 times last week. They're back at home. First home series, by the way, in over a year. Remember, the Miami Hurricanes last year started out their season in Gainesville. They got swept by the Gators last year, and then the season abruptly ended due to the coronavirus vaccine. So we never even had a chance at Mark Light milkshakes last year. Those totally thrown out the window because of the coronavirus vaccine. And if you've never had a Mark Light milkshake, you're missing out. I said it a couple weeks ago here on 790, the best milkshakes in South Florida. I know Robert is here, has a huge following. I love Robert is here. I'll drive down to Homestead. I live in Kendall. It's not too far, but nothing like going up to Coral Gables, watching a UM baseball game, standing in line for the first 7 innings because it's worth it to get a Mark Light milkshake. I go with the Omaha Express. You can order online now. So I literally think today I'm going to get off the air here at 6:40. I'm going to order one online, and I'm going to go catch the Canes baseball game. Again, you'll miss the first couple innings, but it's worth it. It is totally worth it. They play today against Virginia Tech. First of 3 against Va Tech. And tomorrow, Canes basketball. They play at Clemson, 2 p.m. Canes basketball having a rough go at it. Again, coming up next, Ruben Palacios. He is the guy you want to talk to sneakers about. And Bam Adebayo today, really cool story, signed with Jordan Brand. And I want to know more about Bam Adebayo and his sneaker deal. So we're going to talk to the guy who knows it, writes for CBSSports.com. He'll join the Solana Sizzle next on 790 The Ticket. So a quick update on tonight's game. Bam Adebayo was questionable for tonight. His status still unknown. Ira Winterman of the Sun Sentinel, he tweeted out about 10 minutes ago that Bam was on the court doing his pregame warm-ups, but still not sure if he's going to go. And Tyler Hero is out tonight. We do know that. Tyler Hero is out tonight. So Heat Jazz coming up here on 790 The Ticket at 8 p.m. Right now, though, the Sizzle with Solana. Marcos Gonzalez on the other side. We take you up for another 15 minutes here on your home for the Miami Heat, 790 The Ticket. And then I'll toss it over to Tommy Tighe, Jonathan Zaslow, Mike Inglis, Ruth Riley Hunter. They'll have your call for tonight's game. Heat Jazz, 8 p.m. Big game for the Heat. I didn't even really talk about what tonight means for Miami. Not only looking for their 5th straight win, but the Utah Jazz come in tonight. Best team in the NBA. And they kicked the Lakers' ass, which I know the guy we're about to talk to, Ruben Palacios, was not happy about because he's a huge Lakers fan. I probably shouldn't have said that before I brought him on Miami Sports Radio, but let's go out to the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. Shop over 1,500 Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. Ruben Palacios, he is basically on the NBA sneaker beat, from ranking shoes NBA players wear during games to details on all the latest sneaker releases. He is the guy you want to follow for everything sneakers, shoes, NBA. Ruben writes for CBSSports.com. Follow him on Twitter and Instagram at Ruben Talks Kicks. He's also a former boss of mine, former coworker, FIU student media, FIU representing right now on South Florida Sports Radio. What's up, Ruben?
Pause up, papa. That's all I gotta say to start.
Pause up, papa. What's up, bro? I haven't talked to you in a while, bro. It's good to hear from you.
It's awesome. I think the last time we were on air together, probably Panther Sports Talk Live in like 2012, 2013, something like that.
Yeah, had to have been 2013. And the only people listening was probably your girlfriend and my mom in 2013 on Radiant FM at 7 in the morning, us breaking down Holy Coley.
Those are the days, dude. Those are the days.
Yeah. That's right, man. Pause up. Yeah, bro. So it's good to talk to you. And I want to get into this with Bam Adebayo. So again, Ruben Palacios, follow him at Ruben Talks Kicks, especially on Instagram, because he always breaks down the latest sneaker releases in the NBA. So Bam, he signed with Jordan Brand today. So I was just looking at some of the other athletes on Jordan Brand. You know, Chris Paul has been there for a while, Russell Westbrook, but most recently, and you texted this to me earlier, Jason Tatum, Zion Williamson, Luka Doncic. So what does this mean for Bam Adebayo that, you know, he's now in this, in the conversation, in the class of these players?
Yeah, I mean, the timing of this, it's such an interesting time to be signed on with Jordan Brand. So that right there gives you kind of a perspective on how, you know, huge brands, huge marketing teams, and just the outside world is looking at Bam. They see him as a budding superstar. You know, he's already on the map here in South Florida. The bubble helped him get on the map nationwide. You know, that performance last year and helping the team get to the finals, I think that put him on the map for Jordan Brand. And to be on the same page with, you know, a name like Zion, Jason Tatum, Luka Doncic, this means that his game is recognized by these brands. This means that they see a potential of a signature shoe down the line, of, you know, a clothing line down the line. And to do all those things with Jordan Brand, that's huge. It's they've always had the biggest names in sports, but now they're going after the young talent. They've had, like, some of the names you listed off, you know, Carmelo Anthony, Kemba Walker, like, veteran names have always been kind of the crew at Jordan Brand, and now they're bringing in the young superstars. So it's a great sign to be a Heat fan and see your young superstar end up with Jordan Brand.
So you mentioned signature shoe, and I was making the joke last segment that, like, in 2K, you know, you play 2 or 3 weeks, you drop a 50 burger on any team against the computer, my player, and you get the Jordan Brand signature shoe. But, like, for Bam Adebayo, what's that going to take? I imagine it would take a couple years. And most importantly, like, I'm upset about this snub for the All-Star game again. I imagine it'll take a couple years and for Bam to really have to elevate his status across the NBA, right?
It would take a couple years. I mean, these deals are usually in the 4 to 5 year range. So for him to land this deal is impressive enough. But if he keeps elevating his game or even playing at the same all-NBA level that we've seen him play at for 2 years now, and he sees the life of this contract, that's where you'll start hearing, okay, you know, this is a signature athlete. We can sign him to a signature deal. He can sell shoes. He can be on this platform. You know, those are your superstar, top 10, top 15 players in the league are the guys that have your signature deal. And now what he'll have to deal with there too is that Zion might be in play for a signature deal. You know, Jason Tatum might be in play. Luka's for sure in play for a signature deal. So the way that works with brands too is, you kind of got to wait your turn. And a big reason why all these young stars and people with potential like Bam for a signature deal are signing with Jordan Brand now more than before is that the roster at Nike is just so packed up with signature deals. You know, everyone has a signature, LeBron, KD, Kyrie, Paul George. So it's kind of hard to break in there. And these guys, you know, are huge Jordan fans, like most people their age are. They're saying, hey, there's more opportunity here for a signature deal. If I go over there and keep balling out for 4 years, I can have, you know, my damn logo on my sneakers. You know, I'll have so many, you know, player exclusive shoes. They'll see that, you know, people get behind the shoes that I'm wearing on the court. They'll see that I can move sneakers. He's more in line for a signature deal. So it's definitely something that you 4 or 5 years down the line, that's when you'll start hearing the buzz. If he keeps this level of play up, that's what he needs to do.
We're talking to Ruben Palacios. Again, he writes for CBSSports.com. Basically, he's on the NBA sneaker beat. He writes all things NBA sneakers. Today, Bam Adebayo signing with Jordan Brand to be a Jordan athlete. And I was very excited about that, especially for Bam. You can follow Ruben on Twitter and Instagram at RubenTalksKicks. So do we know what shoes Bam is going to wear for Jordan? Like, as I know, you know, you follow the Heat closely. I believe you're still living down here in South Florida. So I know you know who's a sneaker guy on the Miami Heat. Do we know what shoes he's going to wear? Has he been wearing Jordan Brand? I haven't noticed. Has he been wearing Jordan Brand for the past couple weeks?
He has been wearing Jordan Brand. You know, that's always, like, whenever you see a guy, like, all of a sudden start switching to a different, like, brand. You know, he was always a big Nike guy, but he switched over a little bit two Jordan sneakers recently. So he's been wearing like some Russell Westbrook, the Why Not Zeros, Russell Westbrook signature shoe. He's been wearing those a lot. He seems to like those. You can probably peg him to wear the Jordan 35, which is Jordan Brand's latest model. They're on 35, so that just tells you right now how far that signature model is down the line. So you'll see him in the Jordan 35. The perks that he's about to get are that he's going to be sent so many Miami Heat color themed sneakers. He's going to be able to, you know, make his own player exclusive. Right. And a player exclusive is not a sneaker that you can go to Foot Locker and buy. It's not a sneaker that you can, you know, go to Finish Line and buy. These are shoes that were strictly made for that player, by that player. It'll have fancy colorways. Those are perks that you get as a Jordan Brand athlete that he's going to start getting. And it's going to be crazy. Like, he's going to get crazy shipments at his house, boxes and boxes of shoes. You're going to see him in a lot of cool stuff. But what you'll see him on immediately is the Jordan 35, and I'm pretty sure he'll continue to wear the Jordan Why Not Zero, which is Russell Westbrook's signature shoe.
Ruben, are Li Nings respected in the NBA sneaker community? I have a few pairs of Li Nings. That's what I play basketball in. But obviously, because Dwayne Wade wears Li Nings, and I, you know, whatever shoe Dwayne Wade wore throughout his career growing up, idolizing D Wade, that was the shoe I went out and I bought. I know Jimmy Butler signed with Li Ning recently. D'Angelo Russell, my guy UD, they're all Li Ning athletes. But be honest, is it a respected NBA sneaker in the sneaker universe?
In 2021, I think it is. You know, I'll be wow. real honest with you. Right. I think it is.
Right.
I think it is. You know, and there's a lot of – the difference now is that there's a lot of brands that are becoming more relevant in the spectrum. You know what I mean? If you talk to, you know, an old head or anyone that's, you know, 10, 15, 20 years older than us, like that, you know, platform of NBA sneakers, they're with the main brands, you know, Nike, Jordan, Adidas. There's so many brands now that are relevant. And D-Wade has – what he got from Li Ning was to be able to have his own line, something that he can take over and say, hey, I want to sign Jimmy. I want to sign D'Angelo Russell. And those are big names. You know, yep. Jimmy Butler is a former Jordan Brand athlete. Like, Jimmy Butler got out of his contract with Jordan Brand early to become a sneaker free agent and to see what was on the table for him. And that legacy play when, you know, when he came down to Miami and that friendship he had with Dwayne Wade, like, that's something that kept paying off for him. And I'll still say to this day, no one's stardom rose more than Jimmy Butler's during the bubble. And it was one of these things where everything just came to be. He's a leaning guy. I think they're going to keep signing big names. I think they're only going to get bigger names from now on. It's not on the same platform as Jordan Brand. It's not on the same platform as Nike or even Adidas. But there's such a huge class of brands that are getting back into basketball. Puma, New Balance, Li-Ning, and One, like, they're all trying to become forces, and in that group, they're definitely a force.
Again, Ruben Palacios, follow him on Twitter and Instagram at Ruben Talks Kicks. Really quickly here, Ruben, because, again, if you missed the first part of the interview, Ruben covers for CBSSports.com sneakers. And the past couple of weeks, I have been on the record here on 7-9 of the Ticket as saying that I'm a hooper, and you – and I used to ball back at FIU when we were coworkers, when we worked at FIU Student Media. And there's a little rivalry brewing between John Crotty, voice or analyst of the Miami Heat TV broadcast, and I. He's, of course, a former NBA player. You've seen me firsthand play ball. Throw a little respect on my name, Ruben, because I've been getting clowned by Hawk and Crowder the past couple of weeks. Do you think I could score a point, 1 point on John Crotty up to 7 in a one-on-one game? 1 point.
Listen, I'm going to put some respect on your name.
No, listen.
My boy can hoop. My boy can hoop.
Oh, there we go.
He can hoop.
There it is.
You know what I mean? Like, if you're going to the park, you know what I mean? We're picking up. We're running fives. We got to pick up. You pick my boy up. He can hoop.
That's why he's my guy.
I've heard John Crotty is a legit hooper, bro. Well, I've heard John Crotty is a legit hooper.
Well, he was on Hawk and Crowder, I think, on Tuesday. And, you know, he was talking about guarding Allen Iverson. AI couldn't get by him. He said, John Crotty, a humble guy, by the way, too. Like, he wasn't on here waxing poetic about his skill. He was being very diplomatic, and he was saying, look, like, you know, I'm a little older, but I'll take that. I'll take that. My boy, Ruben Palacios, again, follow him on Twitter, backing me up, giving me a little respect on my hoops game. Ruben, seriously, man, you're awesome. Follow him at Ruben Talks Kicks. for all things NBA sneakers. I appreciate you coming on today, man.
Thanks for having me. Pause up.
Pause up, Papa. That's Ruben Palacios again, a former classmate, a former coworker of mine. He does really good work for CBS Sports, and I got the thumbs up. I got the respect I wanted right here. I'm going to chop that up, have that ready for Hawk and Crowder. Hopefully John Crotty's listening. I think I'm getting into Crotty's head a little.
Bro, you're getting in his head.
Probably not, though. Probably not. John Crotty does not – John Crotty's sick of me already. But I hope Leroy Horde of the morning show of Tobin and Leroy was listening, because I am going to play him one-on-one. Like, that's happening. I am playing Tobin – I am playing Leroy one-on-one. We're going to put it on the 7-9 of the Ticket Twitch stream. And there you go, Ruben Palacios. Giving me the credit I think I deserve, by the way. I think I deserve. That's going to do it for the Salon and Sizzle again. Bam Adebayo, questionable tonight. He was warming up. Tyler Hero, also questionable. He's out. Big game tonight. Heat, Jazz, 8 p.m. The Heat looking for their fifth straight win. This was the Salon and Sizzle at Alex M. Solana. Is how you can find me on Twitter and Instagram. Heat, Jazz coming up next on 7-9 of the Ticket.